cause you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Good morning, or good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. A luxury condo project in Welland, Ontario has partially collapsed for the second time in 8 days. Representatives of the developers at EverTrust Developments issued a media release on Sunday saying the partial collapse occurred at the same area of the building as the last partial collapse. The rest of the building remains intact, the news release said. Concerned neighbors contacted Welland Emergency Fire Services as fragments continued to detach from the already damaged area Sunday. Algonquin Highlands will soon be the latest small-town municipality in rural Ontario to convert to a 4-day work week. Starting in March, the cottage country destination will join the townships of Elmer, Zora, Springwater, and French River, all of which made the same move in recent years in a bid to boost work-life balance and attract and retain staff. Providing this option, along with other flexible arrangements, like remote work, is necessary to keep up with what employees want, says Algonquin Highlands Mayor Liz Danielson. Since COVID, people are looking for different ways of approaching life, said Danielson. Her town, some 220 kilometers west of Ottawa, houses roughly 2,500 people. Pepper sprayings are on the rise in Montreal's metro system. Passengers are wielding pepper spray more often in Montreal's metro system, forcing the shutdown of metro lines and the evacuation of trains and stations to allow for emergency ventilation of the network. In 2022, the Société de Transport de Montréal recorded at least 20 incidents where chemical irritants such as pepper spray were detected, two of which resulted in a police intervention. That's up from 4 to 6 incidents a year between 2018 and 2021, based on numbers CBC News obtained through an access of information request. Sports and weather next.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than 1 million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports in NBA action, the Raptors took a double-digit defeat at the hands of the Cavaliers to end their season-high 4-game win streak. The Raptors will be back at it tomorrow against the Chicago Bulls. That game will be at 7:30. Taking a look at the NHL, tonight, the Red Wings will head to Ottawa to face the Senators at 7. The Oilers will be home to the league-leading Bruins at 8:30. And in case you missed it last night, the Leafs crushed the Seattle Kraken by a score of 5-1, and the Buffalo Sabres extended their win streak to 3 with a 7-4 win against the Washington Capitals. Will this finally be their year? Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, today we will have a high of 1, and tonight we will have a low of minus 7 with rain showers going into the early evening. Tomorrow we will have a high of 3 and a low of minus 2. Currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it is 0 degrees.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gonna need to bag it up, cause I'm spending on Rodeo. Woo! You can wish me back it up, I'll be gone in the AM. And he got me Prada, get me Miu Miu like Rihanna. He always call me, cause I never, cause no drama.
Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm. Death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Ignite Radio, that was Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and welcome back to The Tyler Kennedy Show. Speaking of The Weeknd, we just got out of The Weeknd, but I'm hoping you had a good weekend. I was off last week, if you weren't aware. Last week was my reading week, so that's why you couldn't hear me. But from now until the end of the semester, which I believe is in the middle of April, I will be here every week, so you don't have to worry about that. I enjoyed my time off, even though it feels like we just got back into the swing of things. It's always good to have some time off and, you know, reflect. Coming up in the hour, I'm going to be talking about the Jake Paul boxing match and sporting events and concerts. I will also be bringing you the latest from entertainment and making you guess the song with the Wayback Playback. For now, it's Fingers Crossed by Lauren Spencer Smith on Ignite Radio.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children. For more information, call 1-800-361-7256. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
My name is Sarah. I'm 11 years old, and I have had juvenile arthritis since I was 2.
Thousands of Canadian children like Sarah have arthritis. On some days, the pain of juvenile arthritis can prevent kids from getting out of bed, going to school, and playing with their friends. No child should have to go through this. March is Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. Donate to the Arthritis Society to fund research and support families impacted by juvenile arthritis. Please visit arthritis.ca.
Thank you.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
Introduced me to your family. Watched my favorite shows on your TV. Made me breakfast in the morning when you got home from work. Making plans to travel around the world. Said we'd always put each other first. Oh, love songs we used to play too. Funny, now I hate you. Now I remember when you call me late at night. I give you my hours and advice just trying to fix you. And all your daddy issues, but now I don't even miss you. Attention to my friends, telling me how bad it's gonna end. Always giving their opinions. Now I wish I would have listened. I could say I'm sorry, but I'm not. You don't deserve the one thing that you love. Now tears back that I cry. All the hours spent giving advice on how to write your songs. All you did was prove me wrong. Wish you said you loved me when you didn't have your fingers crossed.
Love Hit Music? Hit us up and let's get social. Ignite Radio now.
Ignite Radio, that was Need to Know by Doja Cat. Coming up in a couple minutes, I want to talk about the Jake Paul fight that happened yesterday. But for now, it's Escape by KX5 featuring Hayla on Ignite Radio.
just a fantasy. Cause the unknown's pulling me. We could leave this space, freedom ours to chase. What if I escape with you? 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 What if I escape with you?
Ignite Radio, that was Escape by KX5 featuring Hala. I want to talk about Jake Paul's fight yesterday. Jake took his first L of all time, his first loss ever. People probably doubted him on this one because this is the first professional fighter that he fought. Tommy Fury, the brother of Tyson Fury. I believe it's his brother. But he's won in the past against guys like Tyron Woodley, Ben Askren, Nate Robinson, but you know, one of those guys was a professional basketball player, and two of them were MMA fighters. So everyone was kind of doubting if Jake Paul was a real boxer or not. And I guess yesterday, if you're looking at that, it doesn't look like he really is a real boxer. He lost his first professional fight against a real professional boxer. You know, he's fought, you know, MMA fighters, but nothing like the competition he faced yesterday. He was confident, as always. He thought he was going to win, like he always does. But I saw a lot of professionals before the fight. Or after the fight, they were saying that it was clearly a win for Tommy Fury. So there's no real there's no question whether he actually won or not. You know, with the judges, you know, sometimes after a fight, they'll say, "Hey, the judges messed up. He should have won." But if you look at any professionals on Twitter or anything, they're saying that Tommy Fury easily won. I don't know. Is YouTuber boxing finally over? I don't know. I know KSI's still got his boxing that he wants to do, and I don't think he's lost. He's drawed once against Logan Paul, but I don't know. The YouTube boxing might be finally over because Logan Paul has shown that he's really not. He's a good boxer, but he's not that great of a boxer when it comes to going up against professionals. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see if he gets his rematch that he wants. Coming up next, I will be bringing you our Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
From Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret. Ain't too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And
Internet radio
to the next level.
This is Ignite Radio.
Sometimes I feel like everybody
wants me for the money. She thinks I left them in the will. The family gathers around and reads it, and then someone screams out, "She's laughing up at us from hell." It's me. I am the problem. It's me. It's me. I am the problem. It's me. It's me. Hi. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. It's me.
Entertainment. Royal biographer Tom Bower has claimed Meghan Markle married Prince Harry to enjoy a luxury lifestyle. In conversation with GB News' Dan Watton, Tom claimed that the former Suits star imagined the Duke would be worth hundreds of millions, if not billions. He added her, Meghan's, great surprise and disappointment was that Prince Harry had very little money. Gordon Pinsent, Canadian acting icon, dead at 92. The Grand Falls native and Canadian household name has a storied acting career spanning dozens of films and TV projects over six decades, including Due South, The Red Green Show, Babar and the Adventures of Badu, The Grand Seduction, and The Shipping News. Grammy-winning rapper Cardi B spoke to girls in a police mentorship program Friday as part of what she as what she said was an eye-opening and emotional week, performing court-mandated community service for her role in a pair of brawls at New York City strip clubs in 2018. The 30-year-old Bodak Yellow singer visited the NYPD Girls Talk event at the Police Training Academy in Queens and shared what the department said was her rags-to-riches story. She danced with the teens and posed for photos. Cardi B's plea deal requires her to perform 15 days of community service by March 1st to avoid a 15-day jail sentence. I'm Tyler Kennedy, and that was your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
Get that up there. I was like, I've been talking to you since September. I know that's a little sketchy, but like, I broke up with my boyfriend in December. I've been talking to you since September. Yeah.
No, I can't sleep. Been a little while since you called me. I noticed that your fans still follow me. I'ma hit you up what you want of me, cause I kinda need it. See, baby, I'm a lottery pick. We should stop texting and swapping these pics. You should come over and sit on the end of this. Bet don't tell nobody. Just me and you in the hotel lobby. It's always sunny, baby. You should come over and come over, get drunk. You ain't gotta tell nobody, cause baby, I know what you want. You should come over, get drunk. You should come over, get some. You should come over, yeah, yeah. You should come over, over, yeah. Baby, you too hard to handle. I could be Harry, you Frank, though. Baby, I'm just being frank, though. I'll take my shot, you know I got the ammo. Put a ring on it. Gonna make me fall, so I sprang on it. Sugar sweet and she got a peach on it. Thick thighs, baby, I'ma keep calling. Like, don't tell nobody. Just me and you in the hotel lobby. It's always sunny, baby. You should come over and you should come over, get drunk. You ain't gotta tell nobody, cause baby, I know what you want. You should come over, get drunk. You should come over, get some. You should come over, yeah. Come over, over, yeah. Come over, over, yeah. Come over, over, yeah.
No one came over. I mean, Matt came over, but Matt slept in the guest bed, unaware. Hey, Matt did not come over. Matt came over for a good night's sleep. Matt came over for a good night's sleep, and that is it.
Ignite Radio, that was Come Over by 12 a.m. Coming up in a couple minutes, I'm going to be talking about all about live events and concerts. But for now, it's Hold Me Closer by Elton John and Britney Spears on Ignite Radio.
Thank you.
Ignite Radio, that was Hold Me Closer by Elton John. I'm going to the Raptors game tomorrow. I'm very excited. It's my first Toronto Raptors game ever. I've been to plenty of Blue Jays games, and I always enjoy myself there. Mostly that's because I'm a big baseball fan, but I'm also a basketball fan. And the Raptors and the Maple Leafs, they're a whole different level of pricey. The Jays tickets, sometimes in the summer you can get a ticket for like $16. I remember maybe not anymore, but a while ago I got a ticket for $16. I was up in the nosebleeds, but you know, it's still a fun experience to go. The tickets I got for the Raptors game, I believe they were over $100. I don't really want to go back and check how much I actually spent, but I am at the very top in the nosebleeds, like worst seats possible for as far as a viewing perspective. But this begs the question, you know, is it worth it to go to concerts and events? My answer is, if you have the money, of course, but if you don't, maybe stick to one concert or one event a year. I say this when I'm planning to go to a bunch of Jays games this summer when the season starts, but the Jays games aren't even close to as expensive as other Toronto sports, maybe not lacrosse or other like minor sports, but the big sports, the Jays tickets are way cheaper than any of the other ones, and definitely way cheaper than concerts too. Coming up in a minute, I will be bringing you our Wayback Playback, so stay tuned for that, only on Ignite Radio.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless.
It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
If you know just 25 people, you likely know someone who carries the gene that causes cystic fibrosis. And when two carriers have a child, there's a 1 in 4 chance that child will have CF, spending life gasping for air and then dying young. Yes, there's a 1 in 25 chance you're a carrier, but it's an absolute certainty that your support can make a difference. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
She is one of the most influential artists of her era, was discovered at the age of 21 back in 2007 by Streamline Records, and very shortly after became one of the biggest female artists in the world. This song has amassed over 300 million views on YouTube and comes off of her 2008 album, The Fame. Not only did this song change the course of her career, but it influenced pop music for years to come. If you haven't guessed the artist I'm talking about yet, how's this for a hint? She showed up to the MTV Music Video Awards in 2010 with a dress made solely of meat. I'm Tyler Kennedy, and here's Poker Face by Lady Gaga on Ignite Radio.
Until that boy is mine. Maybe you'll be famous, chase you down the
Ignite Radio, that was In Love by Fifi Dobson. Sorry, the Wayback Playback song you heard was Paparazzi, not Poker Face. My apologies. But I just want to thank you for listening and bearing with me today. It's my first day back in a little while, so just got to get used to things again. Coming up after me, we will have the Chill Corner with Keyshawn. After that, it was supposed to be You're Logged On with Logan, but he has moved to Friday. If you're looking for his show, just go on the Ignite Radio website and find the tab for Friday. You'll be able to find his exact time there. But rounding off the night, you'll be jamming with Jake. His show is from 7 to 8. Closing out my hour with you, it will be music from Metro Boomin, Aja, and Marshmallow on Ignite Radio.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that giving even one child's self-esteem a boost can be the start of something big, like more self-confidence. That leads to doing the right thing, like saying no to bullying. And that sets an example for others, and that leads to safer schools. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
I'm Dan Forrest, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
The hottest station on the internet. Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Just can't believe this, man.
Metro Boomin wants some more, nigga.
Somebody said they saw you. The person you were kissing wasn't me. And I would never ask it. I just kept it to myself. I don't wanna know.
To a sneaky link, got you running around in all type of Benz's and Rolls. Girl, you used to ride in the rinky dink. I'm the one put you in that Leontay, fashion over model. I put you on the runway. You was rocking Coach bags, got you Sinead. Side to Frisco, I call her my baby. I got a girl, but I still feel alone. If you plan me, that mean my home ain't home. Having nightmares are going through your phone.
21.
Can't even record, you got me out my zone.
I don't wanna know if you're playing me. Keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh, baby, I don't wanna know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let.
Find out.
Oh,
get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
Oh,
music. The world's best internet radio station for hit music now. Ignite Radio.
What you get? My head with my head.
You get the head body when you go. 'Cause I ain't feeling you at all. You get the hang up. You get the hell no. You get to leave the drama message on my cell phone. You get the head body when you go. 'Cause I
what you get. My head.
Time I find it hard.